Bonjour à tous and welcome to Learn French with Vincent, and this is Unité 9, Leçon D. And in this lesson, we'll discover together what we call in French le futur antérieur. So le futur antérieur is a tense, okay? So I thought it might be useful to introduce it right now because we've been covering quite many tenses so far, and this one is quite useful. So the way we will construct this video is first we'll see l'utilisation, so when do we use this futur antérieur, and then the second part will be la formation, so how do we construct, how do we build this this tense, okay? So the first part will be l'utilisation, when do we use it, and so the main or well, the only concept of this futur antérieur is that it will be used to express what we call le passé dans le futur. So, the past in the future. So, I know it might sound a bit strange, but still, it does exist in other languages, for instance, English. So, you will see that if you compare it to English, it's almost the same thing and the same construction. Okay, so let's first see. So, if we are here, okay, this is the timeline. So if we are here, normally if we want to express what is happening right now, we will use the present tense, so le présent here, okay? And then if we want to talk about the future, then we'll use this futur simple, for instance, so the tense we've been seeing previously, okay? And if we want to talk about what happened before, so it's still, if you look carefully, it's still the future for us, because we are here, it's the present right now, so it's still the future, but you want to really go that way, first the future, then the past, so in a way, it's the past in the future, alright? So if it's not clear so far, let's see one example. At the future form, so if we want to use this faire is to do, je ferai mes devoirs, my homework, okay? So this is the sentence at the future form. Je ferai mes devoirs, okay? And if we've got the same sentence, but at the futur antérieur, so it will be like, j'aurai fait mes devoirs, okay? So if you want to translate it directly, see, I will do my homework, and then here, I will have done my homework. So if you feel the difference in English between the two sentences, well, it's exactly the same thing in French. Okay? So strangely, if you say je ferai mes devoirs here, it's the future, okay? But then if you use the same structure at this futur antérieur, I will have done my homework, then you've got the feeling that of course it's the future, but in a way it's done already. Okay? So it's more certain with this sentence, and it's exactly the same use that we will have in French as it is used in English. Okay, so now second part, formation. So let's have a look now. First sentence, so it's the real future. Je mangerai au restaurant. Okay, and then here we've got j'aurai mangé au restaurant. So this second part is the futur antérieur. So if we take the time to look a little bit here, we can see that we've got first avoir, okay, at the future. And here we've got this participe passé form that we saw previously, okay. Second example, if we take the sentence, tu regarderas, regarder is to watch, la télévision, okay. Tu auras regardé la télévision. So this is the same structure at the futur antérieur. What can we see? We can see avoir one more time, and it's at the future tense. And then here we can see that we've got the participe passé form. Okay. So third example, il ira. Ira, so it's coming from aller. Okay. Aller is to go. Au travail, at work. And then here, il sera aller au travail. So we can see that here we've got être, and then we've got the participe passé form here. Okay, so what can we deduct Here we've got avoir, participe passé, avoir, participe passé, être, participe passé. So the rule is like that in most of the cases. If you want to construct this future anterior form, first you will have for most of the verbs avoir, and it should be at the future form, and then the participe passé form, and you will get your futur antérieur. In some cases, you will have to use être at the future form, so le futur, then your participe passé form, and you will get the futur antérieur form. Alright, so if you saw the previous videos that we've been doing for other composed tenses in French, like passé composé, plus que parfait, etc., well, it is exactly the same way to construct it. It's the only difference is here. Okay, so if you use avoir for one verb at the passé composé form, for instance, you will use avoir as well at the futur antérieur. The only thing that will change is that for this futur antérieur form, it will be here, the futur. Okay? And if you use être for some verbs or one verb at the passé composé, it will be exactly the same thing. But keep in mind that here it should be at the futur form. Okay? So remember that for être, we've got aller, aller is to go, arriver, arriver to arrive, descendre, to go down, devenir, to become, entrer, to enter, to come in, monter, to go up, mourir, to die, naître, born, partir, to leave, rester, to stay, retourner, to return, sortir, to go out, tomber, to fall, and then venir, to come. Okay, so keep in mind that all these verbs will require être. Okay? And then when we talk about être, of course, as usual in French, for these composed tenses, all the reflexive verbs like se something. Okay, so se regarder, for instance, or then s'appeler, or then se présenter, so they will all the time require être, okay? And we will see in that video that, of course, the way to conjugate them will be a little bit different, okay? But then, of course, let's see one more time, avoir and être at the future form, because that's the first part you will have to use if you want to construct this futur antérieur. And avoir at the future form goes like j'aurai, tu auras, il aura, elle aura, nous aurons, vous aurez, ils auront, elles auront. Okay, so one more time. J'aurai, remember, A and O together will produce this O sound, A-N-I-E, aurait, alright, then tu auras, final S not pronounced, aura, il aura, elle aura, okay, nous aurons, final S not pronounced, O-N-N together, nasal, on, A-U-O, auront, alright, and then if you want to make this beautiful link, the little liaison between the two, it would be perfect, nous aurons. Okay, here, same thing here, vous aurez, alright, O, and then EZ at the end will give you this E sound, aurez, alright, and then this little link, this little liaison between the two, vous aurez, okay, then ils auront, final T not pronounced, O-N together, on, auront, okay, and then the link between the two, ils auront, elles auront. Alright, so j'aurai, tu auras, il aura, elle aura, nous aurons, vous aurez, ils auront, elles auront. Alright, then now for être. Je serai, tu seras, il sera, elle sera, nous serons, vous serez, ils seront, elles seront. All right, so let's see it one more time. Keep in mind that when we've got a like that, you really pronounce it so serait, okay? I together, eh, serait. Okay, the first S is quite strong, se, serait. All right, then tu seras, final S not pronounced, tu seras. Il sera, elle sera. Nous serons, so final S not pronounced, then on, on, seront. Vous serez, a Z together at the end, et serez, all right? Ils seront, final T not pronounced, and then you've got this nasal, on, seront, elles seront. All right, so one more time. Je serai, tu seras, il sera, elle sera, nous serons, vous serez, ils seront, elles seront. All right? So, remember that the second part should be what we call this participe passé form. I've been making a big, big, big video concerning the participe passé. So, if you really want to work on that, it will be more full of examples, okay? Right now, here, in this video, I will only cover first here, as we've got the first group, so regular, ending with ER, and it's quite easy because it will become E. Like that, okay? So, parler, er, will become parler, your participe passé form. Regarder, ending with er here, regarder, e accent aigu, okay? And even this aller verb, so it doesn't belong to the first group, because it's quite tricky when you come to conjugate it, but even this one is quite easy for this participe passé form, because it's e accent aigu like that, okay? So, all these verbs from the first group will become parler, regarder, aller, so like that for the participe passé form, okay? Verbs from the second group, so ER, remember not all the ER verbs belong to the second group, so be careful. And so examples like choisir, and it will become choisi, finir, fini, unir, uni. All right, so all these verbs will become like that, choisi, fini, uni. So this is the participe passé form, so the second part that you should put in your futur antérieur. Okay, so let's see now the third group. So it's a tricky group. So as I said, I've been making a video and you've got more examples, but still. So main subcategories, if you want, in a way. So the one that will end with U, so like here and here. So connaître, connu. Connaître is to know. Voir, to see, vu. Okay, then ending with I. Partir, to leave, parti. Rire, to laugh, ri. Then the one ending with IT. Écrire, to write, écrit. Dire, to say, dit. Okay, and the one ending with IS. Mettre, to put, me, and then prendre, to take, pris. All right. An example now with parler. J'aurais parlé. Tu auras parlé. Il aura parlé. Elle aura parlé. Nous aurons parlé. Vous aurez parlé. Ils auront parlé. Elles auront parlé. All right. So, as we saw, first, you've got this avoir at the future form. Then you've got your participe passé here, okay? Aura, then participe passé, etc. So I wanted to put this accent aigu like that just to show you that in a normal structure. So when you've got your subject and then your verb, okay? And if you conjugate it with avoir, so it will be exactly the same rule as we had for all the composed tenses in French. You don't need to put anything at the end of your participe passé form if the structure is simple, like subject and verb. All right, but if we conjugate it with être, like it is here the case with aller, aller is to go, remember, and it requires être. So what you can see it that it's that Il sera allé, here, you've got the masculine and singular form, so you will put this accent aigu like that without anything. But if you've got here the feminine form, elle sera allée, you will have to add this mark of the feminine at the end of your participe passé form. Okay? You don't pronounce it, but still, you need to write it. Okay? So remember, a mark of the feminine singular. If you've got the plural, like it's the case here, ils seront allés et s, like that. So you'll put this s. You don't pronounce it, but still, you need to put it. Okay? Elles seront allées. Here you've got the feminine form and it's the plural. So you've got this e mark of the feminine. Then you've got this s mark of the plural. Same thing here. You don't pronounce it, but you need to write it. Okay? So let's read them. Il sera allé. Elle sera allée. Ils seront allés. Elles seront allées. All right? So let's see now how it go for the full thing. So, je serai allé. Okay, so I did put this E like that just to make it possible to put the feminine. All right? Tu seras allé. Il sera allé. Elle sera allée. Nous serons allés. Vous serez allés. Ils seront allés. Elles seront allées. Okay, so one more time. Je serai allé. Tu seras allé. Il sera allé. Elle sera allée. Nous serons allés. Vous serez allés. Ils seront allés. Elles seront allées. And now we saw at the beginning of this video that all the reflexive verbs require as well être, okay, but then remember that the conjugation, it is a bit more tricky because you've got to use these me, te, etc. So let's see how they go when you put them at the futur antérieur, okay? So, je me serai présenté, tu te seras présenté, il se sera présenté, elle se sera présentée, nous nous serons présentés, vous vous serez présentés, ils se seront présentés, elles se seront présentées. Okay? So you can see that as we conjugate these verbs with être, well, it will respect exactly the same rule. So we've got to put e as the mark of the feminine when needed, s mark of the plural when needed. Here we've got nous, so it's the plural, vous as well. Okay, and then e s like for here, elle, so feminine plural, so e and s, e for the feminine, s for the plural. Okay, so let's read them one more time. Je me serai présenté, tu te seras présenté, il se sera présenté, elle se sera présentée, nous nous serons présentés, vous vous serez présentés, ils se seront présentés, elles se seront présentées. So, keep in mind that if you want to construct this futur antérieur, it should be first avoir at the future form, then your participe passé, and you will get a beautiful futur antérieur. In some cases, être au futur plus participe passé, and then you will get your futur antérieur. I hope it was clear. If you want more videos, then youtube.com/imagier, and then more material can be found at this address, imagier.net. Have a great day. Bye-bye.